So yesterday we saw about Anantasesha. She Anantasesha ki.
Yes.
So this is Anantasesha. You saw? With so many unlimited number of heads. This is his color. If you want, you can see again when you go home. Okay, I've kept the book here. Okay. So you can see this again. So this Sri Anantasesha's glories we saw yesterday. Why? Can anyone, let me see how many of you, if we glorify Anantasesha, what will happen? Huh? That is there. But something very important I said. That is there, but... Tell loudly. If you glory, only if you glorify Anantasesha, Lord Chaitanya's pastimes will enter our tongue. Shri Anantasesha ki.
Jai.
Shri Anantasesha ki.
Jai.
Shri Anantasesha ki.
Jai.
Now we will be able to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Okay. So... So, as I told you yesterday, yada yada hi dharmasyan paritranaya sadhuna, whenever there is a decline in dharma, the Lord incarnates. So, all of you sit properly. Sit properly. So, whenever the Lord incarnates, at that time everyone from the spiritual world come along with him. I told you, Lord Krishna, he told in Bhagavad Gita how to surrender. Mukund, sit down. So, when Krishna comes to this material world to do pastimes, everyone comes along with him. So, now it was time for the Yuga Avatar. The Yuga Avatar for Kali Yuga is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna came as Chaitanya to teach how to become a devotee of Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, surrender unto me. But now how to surrender to Krishna? By always thinking of him. Now how to always think of him? That is what Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya to show how to think of him. Fine? So now Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now it was the time for him to come in this earthly planet to do pastimes. So he sent all the devotees from the spiritual world. Madhavendra Puri came, Murari Gupta came, then Paramananda Puri came, Advaita Acharya came. Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Lord Vishnu and Shiva combined. Advaita Acharya. Tomorrow again I'll show you the pictures of Advaita Acharya. So Advaita Acharya came first, and then many people came. In that, one was Upendra Mishra. Upendra Mishra's fifth son was Jagannath Mishra. I'll have a quiz competition after 3 days. Okay. Upendra Mishra's fifth son was Jagannath Mishra. And they all, Jagannath Mishra, they were born in the place called Navadvip. What?
Navadvip.
Nava means nine. Dvipa means islands. Navadvipa means nine islands. So, now what happened, this Advaita Acharya, who was born before, he was a very great devotee. He saw that nobody in that at that time in Navadvip, there were no devotees at all. Very few devotees. Everyone was materially engaged. All looking TV, just going to cinemas, just, you know, spelling, doing sense gratification activities, doing this big marriages and spending lot of money in that and not using the money for Krishna, for good purposes. So Advaita Acharya, great devotees are paradukha dukhi. They cannot see someone in trouble. So what did he do? He started praying. He thought, I will pray so deeply to Krishna that I will request him, you please come here. Then only you can change the heart of all the people. So then Advaita Acharya, on the banks of Ganga, every day he would worship Shaligram Shila. Shaligram Shila is the form of Krishna in the form of a stone. We don't tell it as a stone. It is called Shaligram Shila. So, the Shaligram Shila, every day he would worship with one tulsi leaf and Ganga Jal. He read at one place that if you put tulsi leaf and Ganga Jal on Shaligram, then the Lord is pleased. So, every day, continuously, he would offer tulsi to the Shaligram Shila and he would offer Ganga Jal to the Shaligram Shila and he would cry. He would cry the names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Like this he would do continuously. He would cry, oh Lord, you please come. He would cry so loudly that his voice penetrated all the material existence. It penetrated through all the planets everywhere and it went very high to the spiritual world. It went into the ears of Lord Krishna. And Lord Krishna saw, oh, Advaita Acharya is praying so sincerely. He wants me to come to protect. He doesn't want to come for him to get go for SL World or to get a TV or to get a Benz car or something. But he wants everyone to chant the names of Krishna. For the good of everyone he is praying. So that is why Lord Krishna, he thought, I should come. That is one of the reasons. There are many reasons why the Lord incarnated here. That is one of the reasons, because Advaita Acharya called very sincerely. He was crying, Krishna, please come. Because these people over here, they are wasting their time. They are not taking your names. Intelligent child is a child who doesn't waste his time, his or her time, and takes the names of the Lord all the time. So he prayed very sincerely. And what happened? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Jagannath Mishra, he got married. Who is Jagannath Mishra now? The son of?
Upendra
Mishra. With son? Fifth son. And now Jagannath Mishra, he got married to Sachi Mata. Sachi Devi actually, because she will become Mata later. Sachi Devi, she was the daughter of Neelambar Chakravarti. Neelambar Chakravarti. So, and he was a very great astrologer. You know astrologer? You go to see astrology. Bhavishya dekhi nahi ko jaate ho na? Will I pass this standard? Like that. So, yeah. So, this Neelambar Chakravarti's daughter, Sachi Devi, got married to Jagannath Mishra. And what happened? They were very great devotees. Who were very great devotees? They both, in their previous lifetimes, they were only Dasharatha and Kaushalya. They were only Vasudev and Devaki. They were only Kashyapa and Aditi. Do you know who are these people? Kaushalya and Dasharatha, who are they? They are parents of Ram. Aditi and Kashyapa? Vamana. And then this one, Aditi and Kashyapa are the parents of Vamana incarnation. And this one, Kaushalya and Dasharatha is parents of Ram. And this one, Devaki Vasudev, Krishna. So this way they were the parents in their initial lifetimes. Now they were praying to the Lord and they gave birth to 9 daughters. But they all expired. And then they prayed very sincerely to the Lord to have a beautiful child. At that time, they gave birth to a very beautiful child called Vishwaroop. They gave birth to a child called Vishwaroop, who was again an incarnation of Balaramji. Follow. And Vishwaroop was such a nice child. He was an ocean of good qualities. So many good qualities he had. You can't even count them. And now they prayed sincerely. And what happened? They prayed so sincerely that one day the whole spiritual world, it entered the heart of Jagannath Mishra ji. He saw the whole spiritual world entering the heart. And from Jagannath Mishra's heart, the spiritual world, it entered the womb of Sachi Devi. Womb is the place where a mother gives birth to a child. So the whole spiritual world, it entered from the heart of Jagannath Mishra into Sachi Devi's womb. And Sachi Devi started shining. She started glowing. And she used to hear many demigods coming and chanting nice prayers to her womb. She would see so many rishis coming and chanting prayers to her womb. Then now 13 months became. Normally a child is born after 9 months. But now 13 months became. Child was not born. So Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra, they went to the Sachi Mata's father. Who is he? Nilambar Chakravarti. He is an astrologer. They went to him. Why is the child not born? So then he saw the calendar and then he said that the Lord is waiting for an auspicious time to take birth. And what is that auspicious time? It was lunar eclipse that day. You have studied about lunar eclipse in geography? That day it was a lunar eclipse. And on that day, everybody, the whole world, all the people went to Ganga to take bath. And everybody was chanting only one thing. Hari, 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 Hari. They all were chanting the names of Krishna. Hari, Hari. In all the four directions, you could only hear Hari, Hari.
Hari, Hari.
In all the four directions, only Hari, Hari you could hear. Even the Muslims, they came and took bath in Ganga and they were also chanting the names of Krishna. They also were chanting Hari, Hari. And forget the Muslims, even the atheists. There are some people, they say, hey, there is no God. I am only everything. I am God. Even the atheists, they also started chanting Hari, Hari. Everybody in all the four directions, everyone, they were chanting the names. You could only hear Hari, 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 Hari. And at that time, the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, He took birth as Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki
Jai!
Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki
Jai!
Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki
Jai!
This is how the Lord was born. He was not born like you and me in the hospital crying like that. He was born in a very beautiful way. From the womb of mother Sachi. His parents were Sachi Mata. So this is how. And when you know this 20, everyone was chanting the names of Hari Hari. Advaita Acharya, the moment the Lord was born, he and Nityananda and Haridas. Later I'll tell you who are they. Nityananda, Haridas and Advaita Acharya saying this should happen 24 hours continuously. Everyone should, because everyone was doing only one thing. What they were doing?
Hari, 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 Hari.
This is what they were doing. So this should happen 24 hours. That is what they were praying. This is how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born. And from tomorrow, I will tell you all his childhood pastimes. How much masti he did. Okay, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki
Jai!